Man, I just got to be honest. We got to have a two-part conversation Ooh. On Greg Newsom.
Ooh.
And the first part is whether or not Denzel Ward's concussion makes it impossible to trade Greg Newsom. The second part is, does Greg Newsom have any value that is tantalizing? Because when ESPN said Greg Newsom to Tampa Bay for a fifth-round pick, boy, did I opt out of that conversation.
Yeah, I don't think a fifth-round pick is enough for me if I'm looking to move Greg Newsom. I think that the Denzel Ward concussion issue complicates things a ton. I don't know that it makes him impossible to deal Greg Newsom because, listen, everybody has a price. Everybody on this roster, there is a price that they could be obtained via trade. For some people, it's much higher than others, but everyone has a price. And I do think that Denzel Ward's injury history, considering what the specific injury we're talking about in terms of a concussion is for him, I think that is something that boosts up the price for Greg Newsom. He's not somebody that you have to hang on to. I don't think he's some all-pro corner. Like, he's not who Denzel Ward is as a football player. He's a good player. But if I'm offered a third-round pick, am I going to say no for that? No, I'm trading Greg Newsom there. Now, I don't think the Browns are going to get that, but that's what I would want there.
Yeah, like, I think this is one of those cases where, I listen, you're not in the situation. Lima and I were going back and forth on social media, and Lima, when I'd said basically oof at the idea of Greg Newsom for a fifth-round pick, he said, well, this is what happens when you underestimate the timing of the deal for mm-hmm. a player, which I think is a really astute point. At the same point, this isn't OBJ, because that's what I compared it to. I was like, okay, so it's OBJ over again. You thought you could get a second-round pick for him. Nobody would give you anything. You end up releasing him after the trade deadline. The difference is, the worst thing that's going to happen here is you're going to keep Greg Newsom through the end of next year.
And that's not a bad thing.
And so, because I think we fundamentally missed the value of Greg. Yeah, he's a first-round pick that didn't turn into...
He's still a good player, though.
Yeah, and I think that's the point, though. We've done this with Jed, but we did it for a valid reason with Jed. Like, Jed...
I don't know that Jed's a good player. Well, I know that Greg Newsom's a good player. And, like, if you look at the draft, so they took Newsom at 26.
And they took 25.
Either way.
Okay. What a weird thing to jam you up on.
Yeah, thank
How dare you?
Way to derail the conversation.
Can't believe you don't remember that draft from 5 years ago, brah.
And then Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah at 52.
Yeah.
If you flip those guys, you feel this, like you got a first-round caliber player, I think, in Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. I think Greg Newsom's probably been a second-round caliber player. That's a win. I don't think that's something that is worth being upset because the guy you picked in the first round hasn't necessarily been a bona fide first-round player. And part of it, too, is they drafted another corner a couple years later that's better than him in the third round. And I think that's kind of taken away some of the opportunity maybe for Greg Newsom to grow into that role because Martin Emerson Jr. came in and was kind of immediately better.
We both agree. Fourth round pick, it's no for me, right?
Yeah, yeah. But if we start talking a third...
What about this is not going to happen, but Carolina's got the number one pick right now. If Carolina said fourth round pick.
I would do that, but okay. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. But New England, there's rumors about them trying to get in on guys who they want to build with the future.
It depends who is sending the fourth round pick. Like if Kansas City is sending me a fourth round pick, no.
Yeah.
Because I feel pretty strongly that's going to be at the end of the fourth round. If it is a team like New England, it becomes more enticing because there's a good chance that fourth round pick is the third or fourth pick in the fourth round.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Well, and I just think with Greg, you don't have a lot of guys that can play well, not great, but well enough on the outside, and guys who are also like darn near elite nickels. Like usually if you're an elite nickel, you're not bouncing outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that to me is where it's like, that's where it's like, you have to make me take the risk of Denzel having to retire at some point and not having Greg Newsom there to throw on the outside to bide you time to find a better long-term fit at cornerback. But I'll be honest with you. I think you're right to say third-round pick is probably where you got to go in at. So we're going to go through a couple names here because I think it's stay or go. And I think if it's go, there's a conversation to be had about what the price is. So Za'Darius Smith, stay or go.
Go.
Yeah,
I don't think he is not part of the team for the Browns that's going to win the next playoff game. And I think that is how I look at this. If you're on this list, and I think you can be on the team the next time the Browns win a playoff game, it's stay. If you're not, it's go.
Well, and I think with Za'Darius, the price is a fourth rounder. I think even a late fourth rounder, like anywhere
I think,
there.
I think an early fifth too. I could be talked into an early fifth.
So it's basically
fifth.
The Greg Newsom thing of you know, somewhere in those, like a 30 pick range, basically.
Yes.
Greg Newsom, we both, so it's stay unless.
Yes.
Like you have to motivate me for him to not stay. Elijah Moore.
Go. I don't think he's going to be on this team next year. He had a nice game. I'm very interested to see why you say stay, because I know you're going to say that the way you reacted.
How dare you?
Well, sorry.
You didn't even give me a chance to really call you an idiot or anything.
Have a poker face.
That's no. Bleep you, always written on my forehead. No, it's stay because I don't think he's going to be too expensive to keep. And if you have a new quarterback, whether it's a veteran or if it's certainly a young quarterback, those three wide receivers, two guys with that kind of speed and Njoku, that's a damn near perfect ecosystem where you're going to have to find a number three wide receiver if you trade Elijah. And I don't think anyone's giving you enough. Like, I think you're getting maybe a fifth or sixth for Elijah. Might be. That's not enough for me.
Okay, that's fair.
So stay, because the value isn't worth giving up. Jameis.
Stay. I need to know where this roster is, because I think we had one idea of what this roster was while watching Deshaun Watson play quarterback, and we've only had one game of watching Jameis Winston play quarterback, but that looked like a better overall team with someone who just was competent as a signal caller back there. Deshaun Watson was not competent. He will never be competent again. Jameis Winston is the exception to my rule where I said, if I think you can be on the roster the next time this team wins a playoff game, I want to keep you. I don't think Jameis Winston will, but I think to evaluate everybody else, you need competency at that spot. And I think he's the only one that can provide it right now. And I don't think they're going to get the offer as if no one's given them a second round pick for Jameis Winston.
I think it's a third. If you came, it doesn't matter who it is. If you came to me with a third round pick, it would be irresponsible to not send Jameis Winston off. No matter, a lot of what you said was valid. So I'm not fighting what you said.
Thank you.
But I got to tell you, a third-round pick for a backup quarterback, and that is what Jameis is.
Yes.
If nobody pays for that, you're going to find out one way or another. Like, he's a starter-caliber player. But, man, we're elevating this dude off one game. So, Jameis is a stay unless you give me a third.
I think we're elevating him off one game because, yes, he's a backup-caliber quarterback. Jameis Winston is who Jameis Winston is. I think he's kind of like what Joe Flacco was, and we fell in love with Joe Flacco really quick in this town last year. But the biggest thing that Jameis Winston is he's not Deshaun Watson.
He's also very tall, very charismatic. Neither of those things are Deshaun Watson.
He is very similar to Joe Flacco.
Style play.
Tall. Personality, they're both tall.
Personality-wise, they could not be more different.
I think Joe had some charisma, but it was in a very different way.
No Riz. Yeah. No Riz. No.
You're too old to say that, man. I'm sorry.
No, I have children. No. That's the gateway.
No. That is a word for them to say, and you can be mad that they say it.
I'm not going to let you cook here.
Why not?
All right? Because...
Cook is fine.
It's the same... Now you're splitting hairs.
No, Riz is a made-up word. Cook is a real word. You can find cook in the dictionary.
Yeah, but Riz is just short for charisma.
No.
You're just mad because you can't pull it off and I can.
No, I'm mad that you're trying because I care about you.
Trying, huh? I don't think I'm trying. I think I'm doing.
I think you are.
This is tough. Joel Bitonio.
I think that one is up to Joel because Joel is...
Coward.
No, but so remember Joe Thomas's last year, and there were rumors floating around that the Denver Broncos were interested in trading for him.
There are no rumors. There was Joe Thomas saying Peyton Manning was trying to get him to Denver.
Yes, yes. If that is happening with Joel, who has been one of, the five best players on the Browns since the team returned in 99, with how long he's been here, if he wants to go to a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl, you do right by that guy. If he wants to stay here, you let him stay. I don't think the compensation matters there.
There's a little bit, I wince every time I hear somebody say, you do right by the player. But I already,
with this guy, you do.
Yeah, no. But there's this. He fits the classification of end of his career.
Yes.
These are probably his last 8 or 9 games. Makes sense. Compensation does matter. I'm not doing right by a player for a 6-round pick.
You're not doing it for free. Yeah. But if he wants to, if he goes and says, hey, I have this opportunity to try and go win a Super Bowl, you don't hold him back from that.
Joe, we're gonna send you to Detroit. And when you win that Super Bowl, you tell him Nick Wilson sent you.
And bring the barge back with you.
You tell him. J- 216-474-0092. We are playing Stergo with the Browns. You guys can call in on any of these names. I think all of those were the easy ones. We're kind of going to get to the tougher ones next on 92.3 The Fan.